It's the Madman DVD review.
That's right. It is the Madman DVD review. Hold on 1 second. Oh, squeak. All right, we got young Ben Zambo in the studio. How you doing, Ben?
Hi, how are you? I'm good.
I'm also good. What a beautiful day.
Yes, and what a great documentary I'm going to review.
Oh, you, very nice segue.
You have no idea what I'm reviewing since I just came in.
Yeah, I should Google it.
I am reviewing Hell on Earth, The Fall of Syria and the Rise of ISIS. It's quite a mouthful.
Quite a cheery topic for a beautiful summer's day.
Yeah, I know. I don't pick them. Actually, I did pick this one.
Okay, all right. So you were interested to find out more.
Yeah, well, it was the most interesting thing on the... I mean, they're all interesting titles at Madman. This one sounded interesting. It's a very recently produced, so you're not going to get stuff that's like... seems ridiculously out of date. Recently produced National Geographic documentary about the conflict in Syria. It's about... the conflict in Syria put in context of Islam in general and the global movements it kind of came out of and the political intentions of all the different groups involved, and there are a lot of groups involved. It tries to put a human face on like a very complicated, very, very shifting and still unresolved conflict, I guess.
I mean, it sounds it's important to be aware of these things.
Yeah, and there's a lot of, it draws connections to a lot of things like the propaganda the French nationalist movement used and the crimes the Americans committed in Iraq. Kind of putting it in the context of those to explain how what seems to us, you know, when we just popped up on the news one day, a very kind of free-floating conflict, but is actually just, it was almost, I'm not going to say inevitable, but it's the product of very locatable forces.
Meddling.
Yeah. Some meddling, some... built up pressures over a long time, you know, with a insane leader. Okay.
Who's are you talking about? Abu Bashar?
Yeah, okay. Assad.
Assad.
I don't want to get too much into that because I'm worried I will say something.
It'll be like the new Curb Your Enthusiasm storyline.
It'll be like, I don't understand.
Larry gets a fatwa put on him.
Okay.
For saying the wrong thing on TV.
I suppose what's unique about this documentary is that it focuses heavily for its actual material on home movies, home videos that people have made on the front line of the conflict. It's mostly about people in Syria, the people on the resistance side and also people in ISIS, looking at the you know, because it's 2017, everyone's shooting things on their phone, you know.
That's interesting.
You see them, they've got Samsung Galaxies and they're filming themselves fleeing from this, like, centuries-old conflict.
What's interesting about that is I'm watching the Ken Burns documentary on the Vietnam War now, and that was like the first televised war, quote-unquote, because it had photojournalism and journalists embedded with the units. But now it's like crowdsourced war. It's like,
yeah, well, you can see... I mean, this is a war, in a sense, affected by social media because... I mean, we've all heard about the whole ISIS online social media presence, and the movie shows us some of the propaganda videos that they produced, and it's bizarrely chilling how kind of relatable and recognizable all the visual elements are. They use like Hollywood tropes and stuff, and like I don't know, flashy advertising editing, you know, and like star wipes, and you know, it doesn't seem, well, star wipes are dated. They don't use star wipes, but they use like film burns and like really
slick.
Really slick. Yeah, it's so, it's chilling.
It sounds shocking. I mean, and I chose a very inappropriate bed for this conversation. I didn't realize what you were reviewing.
That's my fault.
No, it's fine. But
it's certainly a disturbing documentary. Yeah, yeah. It is not for they do show some brutal images, and there are scenes of people being killed on camera.
And the fact that it's still going is also so awful.
Yeah, you do have to be.
I mean, I went to a Syrian restaurant when I was in Berlin last time, and it was so wonderful. First of all, it was like one of the best meals I had the whole time I was in Europe.
What did you have?
It was like, you know, it's basically just like a doner kebab kind of buzz, but it was chicken marinated in cardamom and cinnamon, and then with tons of fresh herbs rolled up into a wrap and served with like the best garlic yogurt you've ever had in your whole life, and pickled vegetables and chips. And the guy, it was funny because obviously Europe has been like, there's so many Syrian refugees poured into Europe, and Berlin has this big thing where they put stickers on all the windows and say refugees welcome. The cool kids are making a real effort to like get out there and support the refugees, especially in the face of German nationalism, anti-immigrant nationalism. But anyway, what was really cool about that restaurant was that all these Syrian people who had obviously fled for their lives basically had come to this place, and they could feel slightly normal. Like it sort of felt like, well, must have, it was just full of Syrian people just chit-chatting, having lunch with each other, you know, and they could have a little bit of normalcy. And the waiter came over and said, you know, we've got this real bad problem at home. And I was like, yeah, we know, everyone knows, like it's horrible. He's like, yes, it is very horrible. And then he just left. There's nothing else you can say, you know, it's just the worst thing in the world basically. But that was a nice experience.
The worst thing in the world.
Yeah.
If you'd like to watch Hell on Earth, The Fall of Syria and The Rise of ISIS, all that in one movie title, are we doing a giveaway?
We don't have a copy. Not up here.
Not up here.
But you can get it from the Madman website.
You can get it from the Madman website. There you go.
I mean, it's good to stay informed with this stuff, you know?
Yeah. I would recommend it to someone looking to put a human face on the conflict and actually see how people are feeling and all the terrified emotions that people, the civilians caught up in the conflict, going through. It's certainly not an easy watch.
I think that's a very good review, Ben.
Yeah.
Sobering review.
Sobering for the good times radio.
Hey, it's all right. Sometimes it's good to get a little bit heavy. It's good to understand this stuff. And thanks for coming in and doing it. Thanks for watching the film.
Thanks for
Hell
having
on
me.
Earth, The Fall of Syria and the Rise of ISIS. Came out this year. It's been nominated for the Satellite Award for Best Documentary Film.
A very good documentary. Very.
All right, let's put on tasteful some music. And hopefully that wasn't too inappropriate a bed. Thanks, Ben.
That was the Madman DVD review.
Anderson Keller.
Just a bit of